Hey, all you growers out there, Jordan River here. Thank you for tuning into GrowCast today. I'm excited. Forgive me. I am so excited. We just gave away over $5,000 in grow gear yesterday. We did the GrowPass 5K giveaway. It's a quarterly giveaway we do for mygrowpass.com, our membership program. And it was so much fun to change another five growers' lives, including the grand prize that was incredible. Basically a full setup, full grow setup. Yeah, it's a ton of fun, guys, and mygrowpass.com registration is open right now. We're actually closing in 2 weeks, the 14th of April. Oh, so less than 2 weeks to go. Our registration closes, so if you've been thinking about getting a grow pass, now is the time to do it. Head on over there. We have discounts on grow products. We have the giveaways. We have a member podcast. We have live streams. We have so much going on over there. We are also very discreet. Discretion is a core value at GrowPass. You know, we don't care what state you're in. You could be growing hemp for all we know. Privacy is one of our utmost concerns. We never share your contact information. We never have access to your payment information. And GrowPass is 100% secure and safe. So check it out, people. MyGrowPass.com for discounts, for live streams, for resources, for growing, for everything for growing. And of course, the discounts, which you hear about all the time on this show. Now, as amazing as the GrowPass 5K giveaway is, we also do our listener giveaways, and we have a new listener giveaway going on right now. So whether you're a listener or a member, it doesn't matter. What you need to do right now is go to growcastpodcast.com/giveaway and sign up to be one of 10 winners of a pair of Diamond Cutco trimming scissors. If you want yourself a free pair of scissors, the fine folks at Diamond Cutco are giving away 10 of them. We love Diamond Cutco, and they love growers. So go and sign up completely free to enter to win one of 10 pairs of scissors. Growcastpodcast.com/giveaway. I just also want to tell you folks to check out the Coffee, Health, and Science podcast for some recaps on the Columbia trip. I was supposed to do a GrowCast episode about it, but Patrick got sick on the way home from Columbia, and then he had to shoot out to Hawaii, and then the lockdown happened and he fled down south. So that episode just kind of never materialized. But I do cover some of what we did on my other show, the Coffee, Health, and Science podcast. You can check it out there. But shout out to David in Columbia for hooking it up when I was down there and giving me the weed. I do appreciate that. David is a GrowCast hero, folks. He hooked me up in down in Bogota, and him and his friend from Argentina. So shout out to David. Thank you, buddy. I wanted to tell that whole story. Maybe we will someday, so stay tuned for that. All right, that's enough yammering. Let's get into today's episode with Rod from Cultilux. We talk about coronavirus, and this is going to be the last coronavirus talk, I think, probably for the time being, probably forever, because I just want to talk growing. But we had to address how it's affecting supply chains, and Rod is really quite an interesting guy, so I know you'll enjoy today's episode. Okay, folks, let's get to it. Thank you all for tuning in. Enjoy the show. Hello, podcast listeners. You are now listening to GrowCast. I'm your host, Jordan River, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. Before we get started, please share GrowCast with a friend, with a grower, with someone who you think would appreciate it. We really, really do thank you all for spreading the show. Check out The Homegrown Helpers by Rob Smith for more growing talk, and the Coffee, Health, and Science podcast. See what I got going on over there. Tons of fun. We've got Rod Brady back on the line from Cultilux and more. What's up, Rod?
Hey, buddy. How you doing, Jordan?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing as good as you can do in these strange times. I'm on lockdown. I'm on quarantine. My understanding is you are as well, right? Like, this whole corona scare made its way to you.
Yes, I am. I went into work this morning, and they came into my office and told me to pack up stuff and head home, and that's where I'm going to be working from for the next 14 days, at least. The reason why is the precaution I took yesterday. So Friday, I had an aunt that recently had emergency surgery. I went over to the hospital Friday afternoon and saw her, sanitized my hands before I went in. When I came out, sanitized my hands, put it all over my head, my face, my mouth, everything, right? And then, of course, it's spring cleaning down here. We're just getting out of what you would call a Louisiana winter, I guess. And did yard work this weekend, pollen in the air. So I always suffer a little respiratory distress from that, you know. So just as a precaution to my my coworkers and everything, I took off yesterday. I went in yesterday morning to take care of some stuff with my boss, and I told him I was going to go home. I told him the reason why. So then I sent an email out to the company-wide email yesterday and said, look, this is the reason I went home. I don't feel like I'm in any threat. I have not come into contact with anything. However, I know everybody else is, you know, in a panic about this. I just want to keep you on the up and up and let y'all know that this is why I took off and that I wasn't at the hospital on Friday. And I guess they want to be safer than safe. So
yeah, stay home, they say.
Yeah. So basically work from home. So, you know, it slows down our shipping process a little bit because I'm not there for smaller things just to go out and pack them up myself and have somebody in the warehouse sign off on it and get it out the door, you know? So it's going to affect us that way, but I mean, it's affecting us already other ways, not just us, it's affecting everybody, and it's going to continue to. You know, I just made a comment this morning in the office. I said, you know, who's going to pay my bills? I mean, right now I'm working from home, but I mean, if it just continues on this pace, everyone's business is going to suffer, and we're not, you know, I mean, we're going to see sales in all kinds of retail suffer as a result of this. And
yes, you know, so that's really more worrisome to me than the virus, you know, is all these implications you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was just going to say that's 100% correct. It scares me more with the way the media is blowing us out of proportion and actually creating fear. And then I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm disappointed in our world leaders. And for the first time, straight up on legit stuff, you know, we're not talking about. You know, we're not talking about tweets. I'm disappointed with President Trump. You know, I think he's buying into this as well. I mean, there's no doubt, man, it's a serious thing, right?
Right.
But it's you know, the people who really have to take precautions, it's to quarantine and be super worried, the people who already have immune deficiencies or are already ill with some kind of illness that's terminal or borderline terminal. The rest of us, if we, you know, incorporate THC, CBD, honey, elderberry, garlic, and water into our diet.
Yeah, buddy.
Vitamin C and water into our diet on a regular basis, and just be mindful about what you touch. After you touch the ATM pad at the store, sanitize your hands when you get in the car. You know a whole bunch of people touch that thing over the course of a day. You know, things like that. So, if you be mindful, man.
It's crazy. You're right, because, it's a real thing, right. But then on top of what's going on, it's like the social media and the memes along with the traditional media, you know, and like the news just propels this thing to where it's completely consuming everyone's lives. It's absolutely nuts. And what came to my mind almost instantly was the conversation that we had last time, which is, you know, you're working with people in China, and I can't imagine that these factories are still operating. People don't understand the relationship between China and America, man. It's actually really incredible. If you look at the cultures in Asia, China is the most American by far, like by a mile.
Sure.
They have a similar sense of humor as we do. They love the same sports we do. They love the same media we do. It's really, really weird how Chinese and Americans connect. And then also people don't understand how much they supply. I mean, people get it. Stuff is made in China. But oh my God, there is so much of our economy and our life is propped up by the country of China. And when they just shut down, I'm surprised shit didn't get crazier, first of all. But second of all, I wanted to know what your livelihood was like coming from a grow perspective. What happened with the grow lights? And like, I know hemp was being choked off. Can you give us any insight into the Chinese shutdown and how it affected our industry?
Well, first thing, let's go beyond our industry. One of the scariest things to me of this whole entire pandemic was when it first came out, and it was said to have come from China, and China shut down. It affected the world. The stock market crashed.
Right.
Prices on stuff dropped. I mean, dude, the first week after this happened, I ran to Walmart just to get some basic stuff. And cheese that was like normally $2.98 a pack was $1.78.
Right.
You know, so it had dropped $1.20 in just a couple of days, all because of something that hadn't even reached the level that we're at now.
Right.
So for us, has it affected us? Yes, it affected us very, very much. I mean, again, you know, it's a good place to be. Whenever you're running out of inventory, folks, let me tell you, please don't get scared. You know, I don't hide stuff. Everyone knows this. I'm on the up and up when I do business. So when you start running low or out of inventory, that means you're doing your job. You're moving product, right?
Uh-huh.
But on the other hand, it's affected us in the way that the factories haven't been open. They just reopened.
Whoa.
They're not back to full staff, you know, so production is lighter.
But that's crazy. They are reopening? You're in contact with these guys, and the factories are reopening. I know that they are claiming that they've got things under control, that things are returning back to normal. Can you kind of verify that the Chinese factories that you're in communication with are in fact reopening?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, ours have reopened. So this is basically what ours is. Of course, the Chinese shut down 2 years every year for the 2 weeks every year for the Chinese New Year,
right?
Which affects the world tremendously. But then what they ended up doing was, I think, taking another like 3 weeks off, and then they came back, and they came back, and they're not fully staffed yet. So again, production output is lower than normal, and things like that. So, but I mean, we're going to work with it the best we can, just like the tariffs and everything. We're going to do what we can. We know there's no danger of us from stuff, being shipped from China to here, that anything being contaminated because, of the environment the virus needs to live in and how it dies after X amount of days and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So we're not going to order any grow tents and then wind up with a fucking Corona tent?
There should be no concern from anyone anywhere on any kind of contamination. But here's another scary thing. You ready for this?
Okay.
And we're
going to
get a little bit off of the growing thing, and we're going to get into the reality of world trade.
Sure.
China is the number one supplier of medicines in the United States.
Right. Yeah,
oh, boy.
God, that worries the shit out of me, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
China, and despite of all our similarities and everything, Jordan, is the new Russia. They are back in the day of the Cold War. I don't know how you were, but back in the day of the Cold War, when Russia and America were at a standstill, Russia was trying to dominate world capital and trade, all underneath communist dictation.
Right. That old guard of communism. You got North Korea, you got China, right, and you got Russia. Yeah.
Now let's go into something else. Let's delve into something else, which just happened where, we had all this stuff happen and whatnot. Then the Prince of Saudi Arabia decides that he's going to throw a wrench in things and screw over Russia and drop all of their oil to $20 a barrel
right
across the oil market.
You're pretty knowledgeable.
Well, I mean, this is the stuff that people should keep up with. This ain't the stuff the news media tells you. This is stuff that's publicly documented. You can go look up for yourself.
Fucking right. I remember that. I remember when the Saudis turned the faucet on and then oil dropped.
Well, he just did that. He just dropped it to $20 a barrel. We see $1.75 a gallon oil down here. Know why? He dropped their overstock to $20 a barrel to screw over Russia. So it just, this whole entire, the coronavirus thing doesn't scare me, but I tell you what, it has opened up a ton of different things and scenarios in the world. And I'm a little paranoid and I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist, but I'm going to tell people, think for yourself and develop your own opinions. You know what I mean? Don't rule out anything as a possibility is what I'm saying.
Oh, God, you're speaking my language, man, because I think it's so weird. I think it's so weird that this happened. This all happened, during maybe the largest protests that we've seen rocking China since, I don't know, for decades. I mean, the establishment was being rocked by the people, and there was a disconnect. And then this virus drops, and suddenly no one can congregate. And then the other weird thing is, this is all happening around election time.
Always. There's always.
I don't know. We're not going to go down that road. This is Growcast, but Jesus, man.
We should be conditioned that no matter who's getting voted into office, there's always some BS that
both sides of the aisle. Yes, exactly. I agree, dude. Who the fuck knows what's going on? But you're right. All we can do is keep ourselves safe. As home growers, you got to be pretty stoked because you do have your own little safety net.
Very cool.
I really think that people should expand their gardens, and maybe this is going to change some stuff, Rod. Like, I take a look at the educational system and how fast schools have switched to an online curriculum. Maybe it's never going to go back. Maybe there's going to be more online grocery ordering, grow supply ordering, education, whatever it is. Like, everything's moving online. Do you think that there's going to be lasting repercussions from this craze socially?
That's a loaded question. Yes, there would be lasting repercussions because, again, I guess one of the most disappointing things that I'm seeing is man's ability to be easily
spooked, panicked, unhinged.
Yeah.
Yes.
Controlled by fear and panic, that scares me more than anything, because to me it shows that most of the population. So let's just use this for an example, right? Here's an example that I've been telling people. I didn't go buy any toilet paper. Why? Well, I live by myself, and I got a couple packs on hand, probably more that I could use in a few months by myself, because I live by myself, right?
Right.
However, toilet paper, if my money was limited, and I had to seriously prep for this, okay, and I was taking it serious, toilet paper would be the last thing I buy. I live in the woods. I got 80 million sheets of toilet paper on the street behind my house. You know what I'm saying? So it's like they don't even have their priorities right on what's important, what you really need to survive, because what you really need to survive is food, water, and shelter.
Yeah, that's right, man.
You know, that's it. After that, everything else is just a luxury.
Yeah, that's exactly everything. Right. Yeah,
it's a luxury.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's not a necessity for survival. So yes, there's going to be some lasting repercussions, I think, because I think that humanity continually exposes their weakness, and they've done it again. And if you really want to consider that anything's a possibility, that's extremely, extremely frightening.
Yeah, I agree with that, man. I totally
but
agree.
But I agree with you that the whole, everything's going to an online, anyway, I'll tell you right now, my oldest kid, she graduated high school just like she was supposed to. My middle one, she went through ninth grade. She says, I'm distracted here. I can't do this. I'd be better off homeschooling myself.
I hear it all the time.
We let her do it. She graduated with straight A's. I got my third one coming up. She is now a sophomore. She will not be returning to school next year. Part of the reason of that is because I don't like the direction the schools are going anyway.
Exactly.
You know, I think they're conditioning our children. You know, I was just this morning, I've been doing a lot of lives and stuff on Facebook and allowing them to be shared public. This morning I did a live on the way to work saying I was going in. And I was just checking in, and I still think this was a bunch of hoopla, but, you know, stay vigilant. But I was playing Joyner Lucas, ISIS remix of ADHD in the background. You know, and one thing that I try to preach to people all the time is the way they try to suppress us as a subgroup. It's like, so ADHD, right? Right? They come out with this diagnosis. They say that we're compulsive, that we may not be able to control our behavior, that we're not able to focus on one thing, which describes me to a T. I don't see I'm creative. And then if you look at people who creative they are, the more eccentric they become.
This is good pod right here. I said, I like talking to you, man. You're fired up. You're getting me fired up.
Well, I keep it real, Jordan. I try to keep it real, but I don't ever push my beliefs on anybody. All I want to do is plant a seed because I want people to think for themselves, you know?
Sure. I like that.
No one ever became anything spectacular by being a follower. You know, All the great people through all the history of mankind, no matter what they were great at, was because they found a way to separate themselves from the rest and be a leader and you know.
And have the strength of character. I think that's what you were pointing out earlier when you were talking about how this pandemic is shining spotlights on people's character, like how we react individually and as a society. So I think that's why it's important to remain compassionate. And then also, like, as home growers, like, there's a lot of flower shortage right now. Do whatever you can do, right? If you have a skill, whether it's growing or plumbing, you know, like, help those around you. We need to expand our gardens, too, and get more food growing, get back to personal production and self-sustainability. Before we return to Rod from Cultalux, let's give some love to Gorilla Grow Tents, everyone. Just go to GorillaGrowTent.com. Promo code GROWCAST gets you free shipping on any order. And members of MyGrowPass.com get 10% off their tents, plus free shipping. Plus, they give away a massive 4x8 tent every quarter to one of our members. Congratulations to Chico for winning yesterday, for winning the grand prize. Woohoo! Fantastic. Congratulations, Chico. Frustrated with the cheap, flimsy grow tents that don't stand the test of time, a group of California growers and engineers collaborated in San Francisco to revolutionize indoor gardening, and thus they created the Gorilla Grow Tent. Each Gorilla Grow Tent is thick, it's durable, it is strong, it is smart, it's tall, it's odor-proof, it's stealthy, it's insulated, and it truly transcends the term grow tent. They've got some height extender kits, too. Each Gorilla Grow Tent actually comes with a free 1-foot height extender, and you can can buy 2 foot height extension kits as well, so your tent can reach nearly 10 feet tall. It's the tallest, thickest, strongest grow tent on the market. GorillaGrowTent.com, promo code GROWCAST for free shipping. MyGrowPass.com, registration's open for another 12 days as this is dropping. So go and get it, folks. Go sign up to MyGrowPass.com. Maybe you'll be like Chico and win a 4x8 grow tent and a Cultalux light and soil and nutrients and all the other stuff. Oh my gosh, what a grand prize that was indeed. All right, folks, GorillaGrowTent.com, promo code GrowCast. Let's get back to the show. Talk to me about what's going on at Cultalux. Any new exciting news? Any new developments, technology?
Yeah, we got some new technology that we're working on right now. I can't really say anything. I want you so bad, dude.
Oh, you're teasing.
I want you so bad.
Brutal.
Oh, dude, I want you so bad.
Can you at least tell us the category? Are we still working in CMH, or are you expanding to other places?
Oh, no, we're still working on CMH. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. Uh-huh. You know, the LED market is flooded. HPS and metal halide, HID lights of the past are on their way out. Not even by really choice, but basically by forcing people's hands because of the amount of electrical footprint that they require to run on large scale projects. You know,
it is challenging.
So it's definitely CMH. But boy, I tell you what, it is going to be the first if it all comes to pass and testing works out and we can make this happen. It'll be the first of its kind ever in the industry. What we got planned, and it is absolutely. It is cool, man.
Can you give us one word? Efficiency, spectrum, anything, Rod?
Here's one word. Y'all ready? Adaptability.
Oh, shit. Oh, I love it. Thank you. That's why I dig. That's why I dig,
man.
And that's
not even a good word. I mean, it actually is the premise of the design of what we're trying to do. So,
adaptability, okay.
If it works out, you know, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't, you know, but... Every idea you got to bring it to the table, and you got to see if you can make it work. I mean, that's how you become cutting edge, and that's how you find a niche where you're able to offer clients and customers things that other companies can't, you know? So
totally.
My mind never stops. As you can tell by our last couple conversations, Jordan, my mind never stops.
Yeah.
I get about 2 to 4 hours of sleep a night. Single night it'll be. That's what I average because my mind don't quit. I never stop creating.
That's nuts, Rod.
I never stop inventing. It's crazy.
Well, you're a fun guy to talk to, man. You're an interesting guy. And, you know, I wanted to say I've got that same syndrome myself. I've never been tested or, you know, diagnosed with ADD or ADHD, but I totally know that type of brain you're talking about. And I'm right there with you. There was a great book. I really should look it up. There was a great book. It was something called something like ADHD, The Great Gift or something. And it was talking about how it's basically a talent, a genetic talent in a lot of ways. So, yeah, I'm right there with you, man. But
Whoa, where did you read that at?
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, there's a book called ADHD. I'll look it up. It was in one of my personal development Facebook groups. And
I'm going to be honest with you. I would love if you would email me or text me over the name of that. I'm definitely into reading that.
Dude, I got you. And man, like you said, it's like, 2020 is absolutely unprecedented. I feel like we're living in the twilight zone and all bets are off. You know what I mean? Like you really do have to stand in your own beliefs and take care of your own, right?
Got it, man. That's you know, some people might call that selfishness, but when you take the opposable thumbs, the creative mind and emotion out of human beings, we're nothing more than a fish or a deer or a turtle or a leaf. Or a pine needle. We're nothing different than anything else that lives. We're all going to die. Man, you got to stay on the mind, and you got to make sure you keep yourself in control. Here's another thing that's maybe off topic, but I preach it to my children, and I live my life by it. We have zero control over anything but ourselves and how we react to a situation.
Yes.
Simple as that. So if you choose to get butthurt over something and let it affect your day and your mood, that's your personal choice. Now, if you just want to look at somebody else's ignorance, laugh at it and say to yourself, boy, that sure is ignorant, and not to let it affect your day and the direction you're headed and your mood, that right there is true liberation of freedom. That's living life. That's peacefulness. That's inner peace. That's happy. Because nobody can take you off your, nobody can dull your shine, not to be cliche, or take you off your game, not to be cliche. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. I'm right there with you. Focusing on what you can control and letting go of the rest. You're totally speaking my language. It was an author, Viktor Frankl, who survived Auschwitz, I believe. He survived a concentration camp, and he wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning. And he basically said that the meaning of life is exactly what you just said, Rod, that the one thing that no one can take away from you is your reaction to a situation. And that was coming from a Holocaust survivor. So I can't really, doesn't get much worse than that. So I think that's also part of it. Connect with history, realize humans are innovative. We are strong. We will make it through these crazy, crazy times. We just got to kind of hang on for the ride. That's how I feel.
We got it, bro.
Yeah.
We got to hang on to the ride. This is what we got to do. Keep to yourself, mind your business, but love thy neighbor. Boy, I got some deep conversation with somebody last night, and some real heavy hitter stuff came abroad. So in the end, if the teaching is the teaching, then we love our neighbor as thyself. And that's it. So my point on that is this. I don't care what your religious beliefs are. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what your sexual preference is. I don't care what your political preference is. If your house is burning and on fire and you don't come out, but I'm your neighbor, so I'm going in to get you, even if it means I don't come out either.
Love it, Rod.
That's where humanity needs to get back to, bro.
Forget the
division and just look out after your neighbor. Don't be in their business, but look out after them. If they need help, help them with no expectations of anything in return other than feeling good that you did something good for somebody else with no expectations in return.
Whew, love it, Rod. Anyway. Wow, preaching to the choir, my friend. That's a good note to go out on, man. Let's shout out your Instagram, wherever anyone can find you and your projects. Where can my listeners find you?
Okay, website right now under construction, but you can still go and see us there. It's www.cultalux.com. Of course, we love Instagram followers. We love to see what you do. We also love for you to see what our clients are doing. That's at Cult of Lux on Instagram. And then our Facebook, I'm not going to lie, I can't remember what it is offhand, but,
that's all right. Most of my listeners are up on Instagram. So they'll give you a follow over there. Check out everything Rod is doing. Rod, thanks for taking the time to do this, man. Appreciate it.
Dude, George, thank you for having me today. I know we got off on some crazy stuff and we talked a little bit about where we're at, but it was a great cast. And I hope that you and I together were able to collaborate today. And plant some seeds, open some minds, and everybody do right by your neighbor. Peace, love, happiness, and happy growing.
I love it.
Thank you for having us, Jordan.
I love it, man. My pleasure. Everyone listening, at Growcast on Instagram for the show, at Jordan River IG on Instagram. I'm going to be doing some live streams here for the quarantine. You can come join me, hang out with me. I'll keep your mind at ease. We'll have the classical music going. It'll be nice. So keep an eye out. Follow me at Jordan River IG. Join me for the quarantine casts. This is Jordan River and Rod Brady signing off, saying be safe out there, folks, be extra safe, and grow smarter. That's our show today, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Shout out to Northwest Families for Autism, Jinx's charity. We partnered with them. We donated some $360. We are going to move on to a different charity for now. I'm sure we'll be back to Northwest Families for Autism for the next quarter. Stay tuned. We're trying to get Jinx on the cast. We're trying to do an episode around all of that work that we're doing. Really, really excited for what's going on there. Special thank you to Jinx, everyone who donated, and all GrowPass members whose portions go towards Northwest Families for Autism. Thank you to Start to Finish Consulting. Every setup, every situation, we've got you covered start to finish. Start the number 2, finish 710 on Instagram. Jay Blanked did the beat for the ads. Check him out at soundcloud.com/JayBlanked. Stay safe out there, people. Stay sane, stay healthy. Do what you can to stay active. I love each and every one of you. Take care of yourself. We'll all make it through this A-OK. All right, everyone. Bye-bye.